Blog Talk Radio. That's Wali Ali. Remove the images out of the churches, really out of the world. Wherever the majority of the people live, they experience the curse of the image. It's on the world. It's against our children. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. He has been sponsored by Claire Muhammad Sim School. We're here for the purpose of removing the images. And when we do that, that means we're here to put the earth, the world, back in its proper place where God wanted to be, where we can all live together as human beings and not color, not ethnic group, but human beings. And no matter what the language of the human being, if there's no morals, then that language don't matter. Decency is one good language, and all good people have to be decent in order to live on this earth. And the earth is nothing but a testing ground, and see which one is qualified to receive paradise. And this is for the people who only believe in paradise. If you don't believe in life after death, then we apologize to you, because we are not here to save you. We're here as a warning. And scriptures show you that every time that the Creator decides to destroy somebody or punish them, he always sends them a warning. And this is a warning coming to us from scripture, because scripture also says that the evil, that the wickedness, the wicked people, they don't come to the end, and the righteous people gonna take over. We believe there's no other than the Muslim and the Muslim that followed Imam Wahid Muhammad, and the good Christian was following the truth that God is one, and Jesus was a prophet. If you worship anything other than God, you say you got a religion. I say you got a pagan religion, and that pagan religion is not going anywhere. It's going to keep destroying the good people that God allowed to be on this earth. Because Allah said everything he created is good. But it only go bad when it think wrong. When it think wrong, you'll see that it's following the wrong thinking. And God said thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that we can do. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station trying to bring some clarity to this world that we live in. And we know doing that, one thing that we must do, we must open or bring into mind and put God first. So we're going to say a prayer called Al-Fatiha. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation, inshallah. We say, if it be God's will. We say it like the Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladina Anta Alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim, Waladdallin. Ameen. We seek protection from the Creator of this creation, from Satan himself, with the name of God, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask that Allah always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast favored on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who
go astray. I mean, we greet you once again in the greatest greeting of all, the greeting in the world. This is the greeting that Christ Jesus used, Moses, Abraham, all of the prophets we don't have time to name, and all the people that changed their life. This was the best of the greeting. They all used this greeting. And in the East right now, Christians and Muslims still greet each other like this. They said, As-salamu alaykum, meaning may God's peace be unto you. It's not a good morning, a good day when we live under threat of being shot right down by the people that we have to live with. This world has gone insane. African Americans are killing themselves in large numbers, gang related. One got blue on, one got red on, and one got blue and red on. They're killing each other, and they tell us that there's a high school in the neighborhood where the red is the dominant people in that neighborhood, the blood, and what they do, what the Caucasian, what the evil people that over us do, bring the people from outside of their neighborhood with the blue on and bring them into that school for them, for those African Americans to kill each other up. And you're going to tell me some of them ain't not devil? It's the devil. And we have to tell them they're the devil. And we have to take away the evil, the poison in them. And one way to take it out of them, when you tell them they ain't white, because this is one of the ideas about them that they are white people. White means pure. If they had been pure people, they had been white. I don't see how can you corrupt something that pure. Pure means pure. It don't mean corrupt. You can't have pure and corrupt going together, can you? No, I don't. So they had not, well, not white. There have been some evil people that have been trained to turn on people that got color, and they took a name that they don't have, that white people. No, they are misguided human beings, miseducated, fooled with rules and governed over the people. That's all. And they need to be put in there. In their place, and how you do that, you tell them the truth. And Jesus told them that in order for anybody to be free, they have to know the truth. And these Caucasians must know the truth so they can get in line and start being the human being they have not been. So we here tonight, we all pray that people from all over the country come in and join us. We only want to make a difference in the world. And we are not trying to make nobody anything. You got a right to be a Christian. You got the right to drink and drive. But when they catch you, all your rights is gone. You got a right to be a fool. But when you make a big major mistake as a fool, then you cannot use Christ Jesus as your Savior, and he died for your sin. These have been the tricks of the people that were put into the evil-minded system, the Illuminati and all the other corrupt people that we find around this year, because a couple of months they're going to be celebrating Halloween. End of this month they're going to be running around with masks on. And like right now, most of them dress like they're Halloween anyway. Grocery store, excuse me. And 90% of the people in the grocery store look like they on Halloween already. Blue, green, half tattoo in their face, tattoos all, and earrings all over their body, and the hairs everywhere. You look at a woman basketball team. A pro basketball team look like a bunch of men playing. You look at a man's basketball team, and it looked like a bunch of women praying. So Satan is working his thing. He's working his scheme. Jesus warned us that in the last days, you will not be able to tell women from men. Satan has brought that into being. You can't tell who is who. And all of us, I got homosexual daughters in my family. And the only thing I can tell them, I tell them the truth when I see them. They ask me, how you doing, Dad? I'm doing all right. I said, then I tell them, you know, you're going to burn with that lifestyle you got. Oh, Daddy, you shouldn't talk like that. I said, read the Bible. The Bible says, God's cross, Sodom, go higher. And you doing the same thing that they did in Sodom, go higher day. And God sees and knows everything. And God didn't create you to go with no woman. He created you to be productive and make babies. You can't make no babies. Two of y'all women from the y'all can't make no woman. You think you're a man? And the script in the sign said that you're old. And I'm an X. And two X's cannot make a baby. Two old cannot make. All this have been a warning. This is what scripture come to warn you. So you keep following that lifestyle. I'm your daddy, but you belong to God. You don't belong to me. I'm just a vessel to help you get here. But if you got here and start thinking wrong, then that's on you. Oh, daddy, pray for me. I said, why can I pray for you to continue to be wrong? If I pray for you, you're going to pray too, and you're going to try to change, then you're not going to do that, and I'm not going to raise my prayer. Because you belong to the one who we're praying to. And he done told you through scripture, don't go down that road. So all praise is due to Allah. We say Allah is the greatest. Allah has given us the opportunity to think and make good decisions. And we, Muslims and good Christians and Jews, we feel that we don't want the wrath of God. We fear God with love. We fear God with intelligence. We fear him stronger than we fear a man with a pistol in our face. But that man pulled that pistol, we going to the one who gave us life. So we fear God more than a man who got a gun. So all praise is due to Allah. So here tonight, we're here. So we're here tonight to make the record straight. So we got one of the young men in the audience, and he want to say something. I'm sure you want, Rocky, you want to say something? Rocky, assalamu alaikum. Brother Rocky, I don't know, he just stepped away. So all praise is due to Allah for this Pop Talk radio station. Right now, we've been going out. When we go out, we take our sign. We got a big sign, Pop Talk radio station. I put that on YouTube yesterday and put the sign saying that remove all racial image. But we started talking on YouTube. And that was the first talk we did. We did two, and believe it or not, they didn't put the first talk. They holding that back. I guess that was a little too strong to tell them that they went around the world and make sure that Prophet Muhammad's name was never mentioned in the public school and never brought up in the churches. After Christ Jesus said one would come after him, and we said the one that came after the Christ is no other than Prophet Muhammad. And we don't find nowhere where they went out and stood up and brought and told the people that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. He is the prophet that Jesus spoke about. We see they working against that. We see they're not going to tell us, so it's our job to bring that to the minds as much as possible and hope we be able to change and get some people to look at that. If Jesus said it and you believe in Jesus, then who you're talking about. And we find out that you take the history and look at all the people in the world, you'll see he was talking about no one but other than Prophet Muhammad, him and Abdullah, who came after him and brought the final revelation. And we had the final revelation, the Al-Quran. So, Brother Waqid, assalamu alaikum. Waqid, assalamu alaikum. So we said Allah is God. And Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal. He is the last one that Allah sent to help this world get back in the good garden, a good living, good life that we, that human being must have in order to survive in this wicked society, because we have more things coming at us now than any time in the history. We have TV, we have music, we have radio, we have all this, the magazines, the prophets of old and the people in the past didn't have all of this. So they have more, Satan has more network. He has more avenue to come through to trick the people that Allah have created and put on this earth to test. He have a lot of ways to come at you. And so all we're doing is pointing to the fact what happened. You see all this killing going on, all this murder going on. When you see all of that, you see that Satan is working. And we're talking about Satan, we're talking about a mentality. We're talking about a spirit, a wicked, a devious spirit that brings suggestion to you. And scriptures say if you don't see Satan, he sees you. He stand off on the distance, and he sees you. He sees what he has to do to get to you. He will go through your wife. He'll go through your children. He'll go through the people you call your boss and your friends to get to you, especially if you're a good person. Now, you're a person out there, there's a 53-year-old lady was found murdered. Two men kidnapped her and throwed in the car, and they found the car and found her dead out there coming out of a club, 53 years old. And people don't believe that there's evil out there kidnapping these young girls and putting them on boats and sending them up to China, Russia, to make sex slaves out of them. But see, when you disrespect Allah takes the hands off you, and the devil is the devil can get you. If Allah don't want you, the devil get, and that's what happened to these young girls. They got so many young girls and women missing, and some men. All across the country. You gonna tell me they can find Bin Laden, they can't find out who's doing this? No, dude. Don't tell me you can't find out. You got a camera in every corner of the earth. You don't want to find these people. These people are doing what the abortion clinic was spelling that can't do no more. It's terminating the people. Terminate human to human beings. It terminates, and yeah, you gonna get those undesirable, but they still belong to the creator of this creation. But so we're here tonight. Praises be to God, the Lord, Sharer, and Sustainer of all the worlds. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. So any wants to speak, anyone to say anything, you can just match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on, and we would love to hear from you. And we would love to hear what you have to say. We are people that have our ears open, and we want to hear, because we don't know everything. We ain't all-knowing. Only Allah is all-knowing. And we that know very little, because that's the way Allah intended. You can be a master barber, cut plenty of hair. You can be a plumber. They can call you a master plumber. Cause, I mean, you know just about everything about the plumbing. That you could be a master carpenter. But to say you're a master this and master that and you're a master mechanic and master this, you can't obey, your mind will not allow you to master all them things. You might be a master bookkeeper. You won't be a master share. So all praises be to Allah. Allah said he have created us, and when he created us, he put in us the ability to make good decisions, and all we got to do is follow the good decision that God wants to do. I'm going to read something from this book called Al-Quran. This is our holy book or our message that God has given us to guide our life through this world that we live in. We're going to read Surah 5, Ayat 1, 2, and maybe 3. Al-Madinah. The table spread. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah said, oh, you believe, feel all obligation lawful unto you. Food of all feet animals, which is set with the name. And the name of the animal or the of forbidden while you are in this secret precinct on the pyramid God. But God does not command according to his will. Oh, you who believe, violate not this sanctuary and the symbols. God is not God, nor the secret mouth, none of the animals brought for the secret mouth, none of the garment that make mark on such animals, nor the people to restore in the secret house. Sin of the borders and good pleasure of that Lord, but when he are clean, and the secret precinct and the pyramid God, you may hunt, and let not the hatred of some people once shut you out of the secret mouth lead you into transgression and hopelessness on your part. Help he who among the righteous and the pure, but help he not one among in sin and reckon. Fear Allah, and for Allah is strict in punishment. Surely Allah spoke the truth in these ayat and this surah to us to teach as a warning to us what we are not supposed to do when we're in the secret mouth, when we're in a place. We should always understand that Allah has sent revelation to make sure that our life go in the right direction. And this Quran is the best guidance. It comes after the Bible, because many places in the Bible, if you read it, you can feel it, or you can understand they've been tampered with. And when you read the person who put it, their share in it, you can realize, and you look at their lifestyle, and you can realize that these people have no love for God. They shouldn't have never had their hand on the book when you look at their history. God don't take the impure and put it with the pure. He separate them. You got rivers running together, and they never mix. So Allah does not mix the impure with the pure. What is good with what is bad. Separate, we want them separate. And God is the only step that was good. So all praise due to Allah. So anyone wants to address or say anything or make a statement or give some comment, this is the time to do so. All you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on because we definitely want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. We say all praise is due to Allah, not due to no individual or person. It's due to the one who gave us this life to test us in this life, the one we all going to return to, willingly or unwillingly. We're going to return back to the one who have given us this beautiful life, and it's beautiful when you're a Muslim. When you're eating what God has have told you to eat and forbid that what he told you to stay away from, you're living a beautiful life. And when you do that, when you do what Allah said do, when you serve Allah, when the way you serve Allah, how you serve Allah, and the way you be obedient to Allah, Allah said, do this simple thing. He said, get married. He said, get married to a female. He said, don't steal, don't lie. Treat everyone right. Don't be like the rejecters of faith. Don't say one thing and do another. And when you start doing that, you become a servant of the one who gave your life, because you are showing nothing but respect for your creator when you do that. And this world is set up to shame you out of respecting your creator. This world, that was the TV set up. And then they set the people in motion to do the same thing. You be doing right, somebody said, why are you doing that? Man, they didn't want you, where is God? Show me what God told you to do that. Now you be doing a natural and a good thing. See, I want to challenge you to tell them what God is. And Allah says he's closer to us than our jugular vein. You tell that person that, he want to argue with that. So Allah says he will never change our condition, daily condition, until we continue to change or keep our hearts pure. Change was in his pure heart that he have given us and help put in our chest. So all praise is due to God, the Lord, the chosen saint of the world. So we all brothers and sisters, no matter what we live at or what we look like on this planet Earth, but our brother would never respect us long. They own everything long, especially they've been manipulated for all these years thinking they are better than you. So long as that is in place, long as they think they are better than you because of their skin color, because of their one time they had the opportunity to where they said they own you. You used to be their slave and all that. But part of the books, those who think like that and call that to happen, they the one in trouble with God. So when they die, God is not going to bless them for the wrong they did. He going to punish them and punish anybody for the wrong they do. But how wrong can that be? A man beat you, enslave you, take away your woman, mistreat your children, you can't do nothing. Stand up there and lay with your wife, you better not. All this evil. And then they had the nerve to call themselves pure people. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody out there in the queue wants to say anything, please match one and turn, and I will cut the mic on. We'll begin to listen to you and see what you have to say. We say all praises are due to the creator of this creation. He lives, he never dies. He never was born. He never had a baby, never been a baby, and he there's nothing in this creation can describe him. There's nothing in this creation and throughout the universe that you can use to put anything, make anything of the creator himself. So that's what he's saying. You get all the stars and moons and earth together and galaxy together. you will never be able to make the creator of this creation. That ain't enough. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. So anybody wants to say anything, make comments, give their comments for this state, this Broad Talk Radio station tonight. Now's the time to match one. Come on in to the queue, and we'll cut your mic on and let you begin to share your information with those who are listening. So all praise are due to Allah. If you can't cut your mic on, call me at 404-421-5630, and we will cut on your mic. Brother Rakeed, you still there? Rakeed. I guess he's not. So alhamdulillah, if anybody wants to say anything, matching one and come into the queue. I see no one that matching one or come in the queue, so I do give you a number to call. That you can, okay, well, I think it's one that showed up, that Brother Sujal, praise be to Allah. That is a long-time freedom fighter, fight for human rights. Brother Sujal Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Sujal Muhammad.
Yeah,
right.
Well, how you doing?
How you doing, brother? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Praise be to Allah. You got a big job. Okay, well, you got it, brother. I've been turning on
you
guys a long
time. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the brothers and sisters out there the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar. So we are again thankful to Allah for giving us another day, you know. Giving us another chance on life, mm-hmm. and giving us the opportunity to bear witness to the truth. And that's what it's all about, is bearing witness to the truth. You know, we got the lie out here, and we got the truth out here. You know. And we got people that knows how to manipulate the lie. You know, it's a serious thing when a person can tell a lie in a masjid or tell a lie around a group of Muslims and get away with it.
Go ahead.
That's a serious thing, man. Very serious. You know, because we said that we studied the Quran and followed the Prophet Muhammad, and we believe in the truth, and a person can bring forth a lie, and disrespect a believer. You know, I mean that particular thing right there happened in the Quran. Where they lied on one of the wives of the prophet, you know. And Allah said, you know, why didn't you try to put the best construction on that? Why didn't you, you know, in other words, if a person, let me give you a good example. I was in the masjid. We was having a meeting right after the coffee. Right after Juma. And we was talking about excuse me, I got two things coming up in my mind right now. We was talking about excuse me, I'm out of concentration on this right here. It was about the truth. That's the main thing. I'm gonna work myself into it. It was about the truth. This person didn't want to accept the truth, but they want to put forth something that was incorrect and which is a lie. You know, and what we was talking about, it just came to me. What we was talking about, they have a box sitting out in the hallway, and people that want to give zakat, you know, they stick money in the box. Okay, yeah, well, that's cool. You know. I made a suggestion to him from the standpoint of that, like, I didn't have no cash, was there any way we can start, you know, trying to get. Start getting a means if a person have a card or anything like that. Because it's real, real simple. They got things there, you know, where stores use it and other little small business use it, and you can, you know, you can swipe some and you can pay some. Okay, that might be a little complicated right there. You know. But I brought up the point that that if it's possible, you know, could we get a book made up, a receipt book made up with the master's name on it, and address and telephone number on it, and that we can get a receipt, you know, we can get a receipt when we pay zakat, you know. And a sister made the statement that, you know, why do you got to have we don't have to have no receipt or nothing like that. And a receipt is, that's mostly the Christian. That's the Christian system, you know. And I, you know, I told her, I said, well, you know, I said, it's just the opposite. That's the Muslim system. Or receipt. I said, the Quran say that when you transact businesses, you committed to writing. Mm-hmm. She couldn't say nothing. But it was just the idea that she made that statement. And nobody would say nothing. You know, she got away with that for a minute, you know, and rather than the people's, and see, it ain't about me, it ain't about Shuja, it's about the truth. It's about what's right and what's wrong, yeah. You know. And in many cases, people that drop that money in the box, they don't know where they got that money from. You don't know where that money comes from. And I believe in many of these masjids, they don't care where the money came from. You know, and they can justify it. They got all means of justification for getting the money. You know, so what I'm saying is that. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for the truth, and know the truth when you hear it, and know a lie when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We as Muslims, all of us, we should know a lie when we hear it, and we should know mm-hmm. the truth when we hear it. The Quran say that the believer know the truth when they hear it. You know? So let's show strength when we come forth. It ain't no, see, I know what it is. I know what it is. It's some of Satan's work. It's in that little thing right there. When you try to tell a person to tell the truth, you see, it's you dealing with Satan. And dealing with Satan, you know, it's gonna be a situation that's there where you gonna have to show whose side that you're on, who you with, who you with, you know, and if you take a position, you letting people know who you with, you know, a person that trying to cause division is infiltrating, you know, they want to do something and jump back and let us just get an argument going on if it's necessary. Let us stay divided among ourselves. You know. You know, say something that is totally irrelevant. I say something that would cause us to take a stand in ignorance. Take a stand in ignorance rather than taking a stand and on what's right and what's wrong. A person can say, well, you know, well, we money is money. you know, what's wrong with us getting money? You know, when somebody donate money, is money. You know, stuff, ignorant stuff like that. You know, and they get away with it. You know. So, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to establish the point that we should always be known for standing up with what is right, and standing up for truth. That's the point that I'm trying to make. We should be seen and should be known as the one that fight for justice, fight for what is right, and stand for what is right, bear witness to what is right. You know, even the Quran said, even if it's against yourself, even if it's against you, you know. Makes no difference who wrote the truth. You got to go along with the truth. Allah says there's any other truth than his truth. You see? So Shaitan has got us divided in that area. Shaitan can bring in some confusion, brothers and sisters. That if you got any fear in your heart, you ain't gonna take no position, and I know that just for dealing with removing racial images out of worship. And people, a whole lot of people stand up because they got fear in their heart. I mean, won't stand up because they got fear in their heart, but they don't know that they got fear for the Caucasian. Some of them don't know it. Some of them will fight, you know. And take position, you know. But they can't tell you why they don't take position. They can't tell you why. They can't give you the reason why they don't take position. This is the reason I'm saying that one of the reasons they don't take position is either they're ignorant or they got fear in their heart. It's one of the two. Either ignorant or that image. They done put that image out there where it got fear in them And they don't want it to be seen whose side they on. They don't want it to be known who they with. You see? And Satan made it aware that if you take a position and you take the position that Satan wants you to take it, that wants you to take, then it says you with Satan. You know, you with and you have a whole lot of other peoples, you know, but you got people take a position with Satan. But they do it slick. They do it slick. And the peoples that bear witness to it don't understand, you know, that they're taking a position with Satan or they're going against God. They're standing up against God. They don't understand that. That's the reason we out there. That's the reason we got to explain things to them, you know. That's the reason we got to tell them the truth. That's the reason Jesus said, know you the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's the reason. You know, because if you go along with a lie, or you tell a lie, you know, that is imprisoning you. That's putting you in, that's locking you up. They've got you taking a position with Satan, and the fire is coming after you. You see? During these times, brothers and sisters, these are some serious times. You know, I know the majority of us see and can feel that something's going on. There's a movement going on. Something happened, you know, and what we're going to have to do, brothers and sisters, we're going to have to come together and support each other. I mean, just the idea of coming together, just the idea of supporting your brother, give you a feeling of power. It gives you a feeling of power, you know. So let's come together, brothers and sisters. These times is some serious time. Let's don't be caught out there. Let's always stand for the truth. Makes no difference who you're dealing with or what you're dealing with. You learn the truth of it, and your position is the truth. That was one thing about older peoples back during my time. The peoples that was older than me. If you see them done something, the police done got them or something like that, or they on TV or something like that, the majority of the time, they are in the right. The majority of the time, they took the right position. And they standing up for what's right. You know, they went against something that they saw or that they felt was wrong. You know, it's a mighty few times where you're going to see an older African-American, you know, as wrong as two left shoes out there, you know, done killed somebody or done did something wrong, you know, or standing up for something wrong, you know, or done shot a police, you know. Or something like that. It's something that he see that is wrong that he's standing up against, and he feels that he's right, and the majority of the time he's right. So brothers and sisters, let's know what time it is. You know, we're in 2022, getting ready to go into 2023. You know, let's stand up for righteousness and for truth. Let's be believers, you know, true believers, believers in Allah and believing in the truth and have faith in what Allah has given us and what the Quran has given us and what the prophet is telling us. Let's have faith in that. When you got faith in something, you know, you're going to stand up. I don't care how big or how many is against you. If you believe and know that this is true, and you got strong faith, you're going to stand up like a brick wall. And you don't have no fear, you know. So let's be believers, brothers and sisters, let's try to support our younger people. Let's try to get them to go into business. I was telling Brother Demas did, you know, that we want to see you in a business. And the brother said, that's what I'm going in. I'm going to business, brother. I said, let us know the name of your business and what type of business you're going into. Give us your telephone number and your email so we can support you. We're trying to make billionaires. Only thing we're asking is that you give back. You know, you help us establish schools and hospitals. You help us with the elderly, with the senior citizen. You know, so we thank you. We pray that Allah bless us, and we need more people standing up for the truth. You don't have to say what I said. You know, the truth is hitting you just like it hit me. You see the truth and you know the truth. All you got to do is stand up for it and speak the truth. You got the Quran. If you know how to, hook it up with the Quran, hook it up with the Quran. If not, speak it the way that you know how to speak it. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, Lam. Excellent talk, man. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. What you said was crystal clear. Nothing but the truth. I bear witness. I see the same thing. We got a long way to go. We got a little long way to go. Because there's people that are planted among us and making sure that the road did not get easy. They are planting people among kids and women to come in, to take up a seat, to sit down and join the Juma, and they do certain things when they get ready together that that's enough for that. He might get up and walk out. There ain't nothing but people they planted among us.
It was just a plant. Yeah.
Got nothing. You can tell what kind of mind they have, the one that's coming, because there's people outside selling. We got the Muslim Journal. We got this and that. And they walk right past nobody. So what did they learn that day? You can't say that you want us and you act opposite of what we need, what we are. We are human beings. We are brothers. You don't want to speak. Have it already. Me, ain't no Muslim. Muslim don't lead no Juma like that. You've been rejuvenized. You've been reborn once you come into the Juma. Your spirit should be uplifted. If it not have been uplifted, then you are in the wrong place. So I'll pray to Allah. And I see the same thing. I see how they work. But the best way to them is watch them and use wisdom. Like you say, you got to be able to come from the Quran.
To
set them down. Make them back up. You had to come from the Quran. A long way, but you got to come from the Quran. And Allah said,
yes,
there's not matter. He don't discuss in that Quran. He admits nothing. A long way, so that's what we got to come from. So all praises be to Allah.
All praises be to Allah, brother.
But what we're doing, like you said, you see the newspaper, you see the community you live in, and you hear about one of the brothers getting knocked up for shooting the police. You know he wasn't in the wrong. He know not no police, but he shot the police. He shot the police, and now they paying him as the worstest criminal that ever lived. He paid his taxes. They'll come out and say that he don't respect his wife. They ain't going to say he don't hit her. He probably don't hit his wife. But they say he don't have respect for his wife, for the community. Nobody likes him. They'll come out and say anything to make you get on their side to condemn a man you never met, and you know for a fact that he ain't done nothing wrong. I've seen that so many times. But then when they get through painting a picture of him, he's the biggest criminal that ever lived, and that's what the newspaper, and that's what they always been in. They've been in the hoops with each other when it comes to condemning one up, or they know the right button to push. All praise due to Allah. We're wise and all. We're getting better, inshallah. But like you said, like I told the brother, we should be coming to tomorrow getting all the understanding of Prophet Muhammad and his Sahabas and all the people that followed what best route to go. And then the first half, for the second half, let's go to business. And the only way the brother back to you, the one who did our taxes, that brother gets a Juma, and he told them that we got to go to work. It looked like half of them finished run out of there.
Yes, sir.
He said when he hit that button Friday, they gonna run out of there because they come in there thinking a one gonna be waved. And all of us going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. No, a lot of he don't change. No.
Yeah.
So he said, we got to work. We got to support each other.
That's right.
And support, he said, support starts with the leadership. You want
right,
to put
brother.
People to put in there. Bowl or a cup of donate money, and you don't go buy from them. You don't go sit in their restaurant.
Yes, sir.
What kind of lead is that? So you can talk, but your work gonna speak louder than your talk.
That's right.
Your work, people, you be talking up so always sound good. But that ain't going, for somebody saying he ain't going nowhere, because he don't mean none of that. Why? Because he don't live that. He don't do nothing like that. So he talking something he don't live. He said he doing like the church do. Do as I said, but don't do like me. Don't do like I do. Do like I said. So we come into that understanding that we've been tricked, and they putting their tricks is over with. Thing they've been pulling is over with. It's coming to an end because this world is going out. This evil world that we're looking at, it's going out. It got to go out. It don't have nothing to stand on. Huh?
That's right. That's right, brother.
You got nothing to stand on more. You look at the girl basketball team and look like a bunch of men. You look at the men's basketball team. Look like a bunch of women, and you look at the NFL and all these players. You can't tell men from women, and they talking about putting women in the NFL. So you won't be able to tell one from another. Didn't Jesus say that day was coming? Oh, it done come. So brother, we hitting the mark, inshallah. Keep on doing what we're doing, and blessing
right.
And change got to come. Like Sam Cook said, change got to come. He keep going this way. Man, 50-year-old woman left the club last night and found her dead this morning. The camera caught her getting abducted by two men, and they took her out and killed her and left her in the woods up in Athens, Georgia, somewhere.
Law and mercy.
Yeah.
Same for God.
These young, all around the country, young women are vanishing. And some of them end up in China, some of them end in Russia, some of them end in London. Sex slaves. And then when they refuse to perform, they kill them. Now, these people, they can find, Homeland Security can find Bin Laden, but they can't find these people that's killing up these women. And some men, they're kidnapping men too. So this world is corrupt, boy. It's corrupt. So all praise be to Allah. The food ain't no good, like you said. You go in to see that shiny food. Look like a marble flow shining in there on them counters. That food, them tomatoes and them bell peppers and all that stuff. Nothing but plastic. Nothing but artificial. Food that's as close to being artificial that you can get it. It's not real. Yeah, but it looked good. It looked nice. Some of the plums, you can play baseball with them. Big plums. So all praise be to Allah. This got to change, Brother Suja. Got to get better. I always say there's more good people than there are bad people. And I believe that. I do believe that. I don't give up on people. I'm not going to say they ain't worth talking to. I don't never say that.
No.
They ain't worth trying to help. I ain't going to never think like that. I got the final revelation, and that's all I need. And then when you'll never get close to somebody if you feel like that. You walk around with your head up and thinking that you can't help me. People ain't gonna come. People don't know what we are, know nothing about this long because they hadn't been told. And that had been the plan anyway. Why they put it in the public school? If Jesus said that wasn't gonna come after him, shouldn't a Christian be looking for the one to come after him? If they look hard, like they should, they would see Prophet Muhammad being the last prophet, coming with the final revelation. But they ain't told to look. They just told that Jesus coming back. And you got some of these Muslims saying that Jesus coming back. And I heard that in one of the kutbah they gave at the masjid, they said Jesus coming back. What you gonna come back and do? Ain't from my last prophet. So the Quran is lying. They didn't use Jesus up. So the Quran is lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what kind of what kind of mojo they trying to use. You know.
Yeah.
You know, how they think they're going to get through with that? And if a person is not studying, they'll go for that.
Yeah,
you know, because of who the person is.
And like you said, everybody going to go along with the person talking about why you need to put, why you need some slip. And then till you told what's wrong.
Yeah, a receipt slip.
Yeah. But all that was doing is showing that the people were not up on the religion. They were not studying.
They don't know their religion. They don't know their religion.
Yeah. Don't know the religion. That's all you would say. You were facing that. And the Quran.
Allah said, this time you commit business. Says committed to writing.
Right. And just like we went out and what the Quran said, Yeah, you go out, they'll go out with you, but you find someone will make mistress. And the people, somebody was going to believe some of they said.
Yeah.
But they go out with you.
They're
they go pray. You
that's
read
right.
it, and then we sing. Yeah, big
that's
deal.
Right.
They try to shed Ridge just shut him down. Ridge told him, said, look, we ain't out here trying to pick nobody's pocket. We ain't out here bothering nobody. We bringing this. You don't like what we're doing? Going back with the women.
You bringing the truth to the people. You just be nervous. You just be scared.
Yes.
Y'all.
Yeah, what's that?
That's the reason we don't have the peoples to teach against images in religion. All the reason they teach it now is because it's obvious.
It's obvious.
You know, it's obvious that racism is being practiced. You know, it's obvious, and you got a whole lot of people that are saying that racism is being practiced. But when that wasn't happening, they know that everybody was covering up and everybody was hiding, you know, so they weren't going to sit out there. And they're saying it now because you got so many people is talking and standing up against
people. Yeah, you got Christians saying
it. Yeah.
I'm saying it's changing. It's coming about.
It's changing.
That's
right.
But the heat is on.
It's on, bro.
It's
for real.
On. Yeah.
It's for real. They can't get away with that lie.
They
you know, and people are looking at why would y'all lie about something like that? And they see
right.
that they are pushing another nationality as godlike.
Yeah,
they're finding out that that's what they are doing. They're pushing somebody else's image up in the world as superior. They see that.
Yeah. So we, you know, so right now, Suleiman, Imam Suleiman, he's speaking on family.
He's speaking on what?
He said, because they're having a lot of problems, a lot of people getting divorced, a lot of Muslim sisters marrying Christians from Adelon Church.
Family.
And he broke down what the Quran said about that. And then you marry a Christian man and he want a pork chop, you got to fix him. But your book
yes,
says
sir.
Not to do that.
Yes, sir.
You know, what kind of marriage is that?
Wow.
The sister stood up and told him that these brothers are weak. They lazy. They don't want to get married. They want to do this and want to do that. And they don't do them a lie. And they won't stay. They keep you at home while they run the street. So these are the problems that have come into the religion because they didn't put instead of a foundation when the people coming
in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's clear in our religion that you have to get married.
You got to have responsibility.
You can have all these children running around in the street, or the woman ain't got no type of protection, no type of security.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
got
that
some
was,
of your
that
brothers, they feel like they go to the store and buy this one pop.
Yeah.
you know.
All praise be to Allah. We it's got to change. You got to get better. You got to get better. So he working on it. He's working on it.
You got to come off that roster. You can't. You can't think that you're gonna convert nobody. You're gonna get into the Quran. You're gonna give a revelation, a light so bright that Juma, that everybody gonna be talking about it for weeks. You can't attempt to try to do nothing like that. I shine the brightest light. You know, it was so bright they had to put it in Muslim jungle.
Yeah.
You know, the Quran is a guide for us.
That's right.
You know, and Prophet Muhammad is the walking Quran. So we have to learn how to use that Quran, and you know, by studying the book and studying the prophet and applying it.
And plan it and keep humble at the same time. We got to be humble.
You got to get humble. If you don't yield, if you don't pull back, because you don't get big headed. It'll make you big headed because you'll see something that somebody else won't see. And that's what I'm going to say, that you got to yield.
You got to yield. Yes, sir. You got to yield.
And that's hard to do in many cases. That's hard to do.
New world done made you Mancho. What do you call Mancho? Tough man.
Yeah. I know I got the truth. You better submit to it.
Huh?
If you don't, I'm going to whip you with it.
I don't know Rakeed on it. Rakeed, you on the, you hear? He said nothing. He on the line. Rakeed. I don't like him. I don't know why he ain't saying nothing. He'll be talking to me. But anyway.
Waqib was going out with us. We was going out.
Yeah.
And when I was there. He's the type of person
that
those imams should be grabbing. And trying to get them ready. Get him ready to take over. That's what the imam told you. He said, you see all this material stuff that we got? He said, get ready to take over. He told the young folks there in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
These brothers, they want to lead. They want to hold that post forever, and they think that this is a lifetime post. Now you get the young people ready, you know, and give yourself an opportunity to enjoy your life. Do some traveling.
Enjoy
your life.
You're gonna
be fighting every day. You got to fight.
They gonna do things different, and like the young man said,
they gonna come at a different way from us, brother. That's just natural. Everybody's gonna see the same, as long as it's right. Long as it's right. It's a way that you had to approach a person. You know, an Indian told me this, and I've said this many times in my presentation. An Indian told me that one of the ways that the people going to not accept truth, he said, by the person bringing you the truth and forcing it on, trying to force it on you.
Oh yeah.
So they gonna resist the truth just because the person's trying to force it on it.
That's right.
It's a way that you had to bring the truth to a person. You got to use a whole lot of tact. You got to, like you say, you got to be humble. You can't give them too many ways out. You got to cross all your T's and dot all your I's when you present. You know.
They ask questions close to the truth. So you got to show them the best way. Put the best spin on it. Help them put the best spin on it. You right?
Yes, sir. And see, when you tell the truth right and bring it to them right, and a person go against it, then it's going to be a testimony against him or her. You know, he gonna reveal himself or herself if they go against the truth that you laid out there. Well, you done respected him. You done respected everybody. You know, the older people, the younger people. You know, you bring it out there real intelligent and real, it ain't no oppression. You're not trying to oppress nobody. You bring the truth out to them in the right way, and doing it like that, Shaitan is in trouble if he try to go against it, cause he'll be telling himself. Lord,
Well, I think that what you said about it become clear when the person tries. Stand against it. It sounds good, but when you put the Quran on it, they don't back up. You know, they don't back up. They don't really back up and not say anything. You know that they try to submit. Hello,
well, I don't know whether you or Cypherlot told me that he showed y'all, one of y'all. Show a Christian brother or sister something that was proved the point about Jesus and God, and when he read it, when he got them to read it, and when they read it, y'all told me that the Christian threw it out the box.
And that was that. Okay.
He got upset and threw it out the Bible.
Yeah, on the Bible. Okay, we got Brother we was in a home in Athens, and the lady asked us, she won our Bible, got our Bible, and she said, show me in this book, my book, you ain't supposed to a swine, a pope. And we read it to her, took it, read it. She said, take that book and get it out of here. I said, what else do you got this book?
Take her Bible and get out of it.
I think I see Brother Amin. I think he's on. But I mean, as I'm Lego.
As I'm Lego.
Oh, but yes, sir. But I mean, but they got some names.
Okay. All praise be to Allah. I'm just enjoying the conversation. I was out working and I thought I'd take a break. All praise be to Allah.
Yes, all praise be to Allah.
Bless us for trying to do some of his work. And alhamdulillah, I send it back over to you, brother. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
Alhamdulillah. Take care now.
Brother Hameen, you ain't brought us nothing in a long time on the Crips and the Blood and the rappers and how and the organization set up to set us back. You ain't brought us nothing in a while.
Yes, sir. I'll be coming along soon. I just kind of like a little bit. I've been a little bit under the weather too.
Okay, then. We'll pray that you get better.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We got another caller that's called in. I think Daya Akbar. Daya Akbar.
You got it. No, I was just listening before how you're talking about the character of the brothers nowadays. You know, the sisters are saying, but we likely tired of making excuses for the brothers. And I say we make excuses for the brothers when we say that. Just calm down, brothers. Don't get wrong. But I said that. I meant what I said when the sisters were talking about the brother's character. Brother Suleiman has come and spoke over to El Mu'minun. And he was talking about the way the brothers are doing the sisters nowadays and the disrespect and in consideration of leaving them home alone and all day and not calling back to see how they're doing, or, you know, little things like that. And the excuses we used to make for the brothers was that, well, you know, they've been not given their props and their just due in the past by other peoples of color. And this is why they now, you know, they had it seemed like for a while, and then when we were under strict supervision, you know, during the days of Elijah Muhammad, and now when Imam David Muhammad gave us, I forgot to say that as well, but I was so anxious to get this over and done, over and said, until I did skipped my mind for a minute. But during the time of Elijah Muhammad, when they wanted strict supervision, and we all were, the brothers were very, very kind and most respectful, you know, to us, the sisters, rather, put to the sisters, as well as to each other. But we just have to forget, we can't forget about the past to a certain extent, but we can try to continue to make it better and better and better, you know, because during these days and times, we can expect a lot of different things and changes and all these sorts of things blamed on whatever reasons. But we still have our own minds that Allah blessed us with, but be able to think logically, intelligently, sensible, you know, and be honest and truthful with each other, you know, and be real. You know, this is a real world. We have to face reality. There's nothing play about this world. So this is where we have to react. So we still, the sisters still try and give respect is due to our brothers, and try to talk them up instead of talking them down. You know, we try to do this as much as we can, even though Imam W. Muhammad spoke at one time and said that his sisters are those who are forgotten, you know, and this is as far as the extent that I grasped when he said that, you know, not that they are forgotten by choice by the brothers. They are forgotten by mistake, you know, they're out busy working or whatever. They said a man's placed on the outside, you know, working, you know, getting the hustle or something, you know, even like the Africans even say that. You know, mom, let me get my hustle going. Let me do my hustle so that we can help bring food, you know, to the homes, you know, in the villages and everything. So we have to try and still be understanding and still pray for patience, pray and perseverance, because speaking from my sister's point of view, we still do have a lot of things to do, and a lot of meetings to make, like we're supposed to be to help meet. You know, we have a lot of meetings to help with, you know, with the brothers. And I'm stop saying, you know. listen to the children, you know, with the brothers, because the brothers need our help. They do. They need our help, and we can't give up on them. We have to keep on striving, even though we may be cut short ourselves, but still, you know, we pray Allah bless us and pray in perseverance. But brothers, we do need to step up some, brothers. Please step up some, and do what you know is the right thing to do. You know, don't leave your wives and sisters or mates home all day and never call to see about them, see if everything is okay at the house. You know, and you please use your money wisely. You know, and not for extra things out there that are not necessarily help and good for you, you know, and just remember how far we've come and how much further we have to go, and remember the children, you know, remember the children, they're depending on dad, father, Ibn, you know, they're depending on you, as well as me, of course, you know, they always say the mom's going to be around, but a lot of them now, children are worried about their fathers, you know. Where's dad? You know, where's my father? You know, and things like that. And I respect also and pray Allah to give the brothers health and strength, you know, and decency and the respect for themselves and those who are doing for their children. You know, I always admire a man that I see with a child or a baby, you know, walking them or pushing them in the stroller or holding them by the hand, you know, or something like that, because to me that's a tenderness in me for that. I love seeing the fathers of the children and caring for their children, whether they be, well, when they're young, they say little problems, little troublesome things. Then when they get grown, they say the big problems and big troublesome things, but they're still ours. You know, they're still yours. So, you know, just continue to do what you do that's well and that's good and considerate and respectful to them, because they will always respect you, you know, always, because mothers sometimes have a tendency when the mother and the father break up or they're not together and they have children, the mothers sometimes have a tendency to talk down the father to the child. That's not good either, you know. And I spoke on this several times when I was in New Jersey. And it's just, and that's just the way it is, because she's gotten hostile. He has done something, whatever, to her to cause her to be that way, maybe. And she just doesn't, if she can't have that love and compassion and understanding from him, consideration from him, then she acts like she doesn't want the child sometimes to get it as well. He can give it all to the child. You got to give to her some too, you know. So that's just a little hint to the wise brothers. Please step up. Don't let this this shaitan and the wickedness out there, and they go for the wicked females as well. Don't let them take your mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying? We you know, unlike attracts, you know, so, but still, you know, you got to keep it, do things the right thing. So just do the right things, brother, just do the right things, and we two sisters have to do the same. I'm going to stop right there. Assalamu alaikum. Got a good show going on, brother Abba. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, assalam. Thank you. Good. All praise due to Allah. Well, Sujar, you got it. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I'm Islam. I had to, yes, sir. I had to find my mute and unmute it.
Okay. Well, you got it.
Alhamdulillah, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, and the most compassionate. I bear witness that there's only one God and one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. I was watching television, and it was talking about crack, what crack did to the community, you know. And then I I brought my mind back, and I look at the community at the present right now. And here in Baton Rouge, the majority of the, first of all, it showed how how they incarcerate, how the president had that three strikes you out, and how Reagan and his wife and all that, how they set up the African American man, and it showed how the African American man was getting most of the of all the laws and things that they was written was coming down on the African American youth or the African American man, and they was the one that was sent to prison, and it showed all the millions of African American people that's in prison right now. I'm talking about in prison right now, and how they made laws. And they the one that put the drug in the community, but they made laws against the person if the person used drugs, not selling drugs, but if he used it, he getting 20 to 30 years. If they catch him with some drugs, he getting 20 to 30 years. You know, and here these people is addictive and they need a doctor, you know, they need help. But I'm looking at how they making law on the mail, on the mail, and I see how they is using another scheme where they got, like here in Baton Rouge, most of all the money that was given to run this inner city, the people that have the job is the woman and the homosexual. The brother, he's out here trying to mow lawn, build houses, you know, rehabilitate houses. They still using that skill. Selling ties, and they working, you know, doing things that they can do because they got so many. They blocking them from getting jobs, and if they've been to prison, you know, they're saying that they can't give you a job. So that brother got everything against him, but he's still providing for his family. African American. Unsung hero. The African American youth, male youth. He's still, and like my, I can use my children, for example, my son. I got seven boys, starting at the oldest one, Aaron. He works every day to take care of his wife and his children's gone out in the society. And then you got Billy. Billy is taking care of about six or seven. They got about six or seven children, don't they? Yeah, he got foster children. He's a supervisor at Bourne. He went to college and he got him a good job at Boeing. He's been working there for over 40 years, 30 or 40 years. Who else? David. David is working hard. David worked so hard that he providing jobs for the youth. You know, got them working with him, Who else? Tyreek. Tyreek is working. He's been working hard. You know, he don't depend on nobody. He works. Suleiman works. You know. And I'm just saying this to him. All praises is due to Allah. You know, not to them. All praises is due to Allah, not to me. You know, but there's a whole lot of pressure on the man, on the male here in America. A whole lot of pressure on the male. You know, where many of them don't even want to work for Caucasian people because of the way they treat them. You know, don't want to give them opportunity when they deserve it. When they get out of the military, one nationality get more benefit than the other one. I'm talking about against the African American man. So he's dealing with he had to put up with all this and try to maintain. You know, if he just don't be so influenced by that rap stuff and be influenced by these cars and things, trying to get all these cars and soup them up and stuff like that there, and just try to be more of a family man. But you got quite a few of that here in Baton Rouge. Most of these young peoples, you know, that's working and things like that, they're family men. I see them over there with the children. They're out there with their family. You know, you see them out in the yard. You see them in the backyard. You see them giving birthday parties. So the African American man should have nothing to be ashamed of. Don't feel bad. He shouldn't have nothing to feel bad about. You know, they have contributed to their responsibility. And we definitely take our hat off to the sister. The sister been maintaining, you know, and many of them support the African American young people today. And all this here is good. All this is good, you know. So we have to try to get them understanding of the religion. They don't have the correct understanding of the religion. That's what's going on right today. Allah been told that God had a son. You know, and you got many of them going to churches and taking their children and things to churches, and they believe in this lie that God had a son. And the son is a Caucasian. They putting them Caucasian image. I mean, they putting it on them. They got the Caucasian images in the church, and in the Bible, and pictures everywhere that you see, posters, and words of Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus died for your sin. All this is bombarded against the male. It affects the woman too. Naturally, it's gonna affect the woman too. But it's the male is supposed to be the leader. He got to deal with all that. He had to deal with all that. He got to put up with all that and try to balance this thing off and try to keep going, you know, until Allah bless the next generation. And we want to see what the next generation is going to do. And things looking good, you know. What we see now is something like a storm is gathering, you know, and that the things gonna change, and we know that we're in one of the richest countries in the world, and they bringing in trillions of dollars. If you sit up and watch television and see the wealth that they got, it'll make tears come to your eyes, and you got African American peoples, poor, living on the bridges.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
So we got to keep on praying to Allah, that Allah bless us. Bless us to have these businesses. Bless us with these being able to give jobs and bring in the right type of food where this society won't be plagued with no viruses and all the other different things that we're facing, that because we're dealing with corrupt people, people that's not fair with the wealth, you know, and that's not fair with the people, you know, they still don't respect us. These Caucasian people still don't, they think that they the Lord.
Go ahead.
They think that they supposed to master everything. And that they want to run everything. You know. But we just gonna have to keep on standing up. To keep on bearing witness that there's only one God. We're gonna have to figure out a way how we gonna have to be able to unite with our Christian brothers and sisters. We're going to let them know the truth because we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. So we're going to let them know the truth, you know, and they're going to change. We got to give them a chance. They're going to change. They either going to change or they're going to go to hell, you know. They're going to change. And they're waking up, brothers and sisters. I can tell you, these young folks, if you talk to some of these young, go into McDonald's and sit down and talk to some of these teenagers and see how they think. They ain't no fool. They smart, you know. So we had to take advantage of that and let them know that we behind you. We want you to go out there and establish business. You see, and we're going to support you. We had to let them know that we got your back, you know. And when they get that type of, when we put that type of, a lot of blessings and put that type of spirit in them, and it start happening,
people's
going to be coming in the mass in the crowd. That's what you're going to see.
That's what you're going to see.
That's what you're going to see. You're going to see them coming in the crowd. You know, so all praise be to Allah. My wife, she want to say something. Alhamdulillah. I thank you for the opportunity. I came in peace. Aishalam alaikum. I'm a
Chinese. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah Rahmani Rahim. I just want to say is that you can unite with them under the law of Moses. You can unite with the Christians and the Jews under the law of Moses.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Ten commandments. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So we turn it back over you, Bagba.
Yeah, you're right. We can the whole world can unite. And they can keep what label they want to have. If they only believe in one God ain't a man, then they are not.
That's it.
They stop being picking. That's right. We can unite then. We can come together.
That's right.
And
Alhamdulillah.
I see African American trying to buy a color, even Africa. They trying to buy a color, trying to buy the Caucasian look. Trying to look like the Caucasian, trying to act like the ugly, attitude. They want to do that. I was telling the guy that because his skin is light, it might have been because his grandma fooled around with one of them. It doesn't matter. He's still a human being. Your color don't make you.
Yes, right.
And he got that up. I told him my job is out there to kill the devil.
Some of them be talking proud.
You got God allowing you to have it, and still you being tested because you still going in the ground with it. It ain't gonna stay
that's
up there forever.
Right.
he
That's what my one scared. Now, well, he's scared of not come. I think I come out here and hold his mic up and I'm afraid.
Shoot. Alhamdulillah. Yes,
sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Come back. Yes, sir. We winning, man. We winning.
Like oh, yes, sir. I bet winning. I feel good, brother. Super.
You can see. And I see Caucasians are joining us. They don't want to be on the losing side. They don't want to be on the losing side.
That's right. That's right. That's right, brother. I bear witness. I bear witness,
they
brother.
They do not want to be a loser.
And the command said, if we want to last, we going to get the last laugh.
They're going to get that
if we anything to be laughed about.
And the Quran telling them when they brought in, they gonna have to go back to the life cycle, and then when they do see who was a Muslim and they did not tell them the truth, they gonna be ready to jump on. So why didn't you tell me the truth? Why didn't you? The Quran said that what they gonna say? You gonna be ready to jump on that person?
Yeah. So that's our obligation is to tell them, to bring them the truth.
Bring them the truth as quick as possible.
Yeah.
They're like Moses gave Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, and Godfrey. They brought warning. God don't scroll no town, or scroll no people, or scroll a whole town.
That's what you said.
That's
unless
God
he sent
said.
A messenger. That's right, brother. That's what it says in the Quran. No town he destroyed without sending a warning.
Yeah, I know these people watching us. I've seen it with my own eyes. I know they watching
us. I know it.
We didn't ask for this. We didn't care for that. We didn't ask for that. But when you take a stand, then the evil in this world stand too. And some people been made evil by all them lies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The only thing we keep the warning in front of.
And you can sometimes you can see when an evil person want to turn that loose when you be talking.
That's right.
You can feel it. You can feel they want to submit.
All of us Muslims. All of us are created to be Muslims. And that's Muslim that showed up. He got nothing.
We're gonna say I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. With God's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen.
And thank you, everybody, coming out.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you now, the name about the name is BUII name now is Believers.
Believe.
United
in
Indians. That's the name of it now.
Yes, sir.
The name
yes, sir.
Today.
The Believers United.
Yes, that's
it. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah. And you all get ready for the calendar. We got the new calendar, one of the calendars is the believer.
Hello, wake
up! Oh, ye who believe, my wife straightened me out. Oh, ye who believe, that's the name of one of the calendars that we bring out.
I try to bring the calendars up at least every month, and the calendar for this month for the Muslims. Submit your will to God only. That's the name of this. Submit your will to God only.
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 Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Well,
thank you.
Thank
you. Yes, sir. I'm not blessing.
The bless us all.
Yes,
you can tell everybody we changed the name. And,
yes, sir, brother.
Yes, sir.
I still know my name.
Well, they got the name.